The Daf Yudal and Amud Aleph, separate topic today, and then doing that tomorrow, we'll go back, continue where we left off. Yeah, the Mishnayos here in Brachos say that obviously there's a chiyuv to say Kriya Shema morning and evening, and this chiyuv is deraisa both in the evening and the morning to say Kriya Shema, mitzvah midiraisa, and the Mishnayos talk about what happens if you see someone that you want to be shalom nekavod meshuv neshalom. And the Mishnah has discussed this notion of being mafsik. So, I want to pick it up with the Shaila here on Yudal and Manav. Let's see the Gemara, okay? On Yudal and Manav there, in the Gemara. Why don't you read it, Chesko? Go ahead. Boimine, go ahead.
Boimine,
Achi. Achi. On Yudal and Manav, seven lines from the top.
Oh, I'm doing something wrong.
Yes.
Boimine, Achi.
Yeah. Funny, because not funny, but Achi was one of the sons of Binyamin in Chumash. I believe he had 10 sons. So go ahead. I think it's Achi, actually. So he taught, was a teacher of Brises. Go ahead. In other words, can you be mafsik to say shalom to someone? Like you are in the middle of, you are Kriya Shema, right? What do we learn in Kriya Shema? Kriya Shema, you're allowed to, in the middle of the paragraph, ask someone out of fear of someone, and you're able to respond in a kavod. And between the prakim, you're even allowed to be proactive and ask the person in a kavod and answer in a shalom. That's where Rabbi Yonah writes, Beferish. So that's what we know we're allowed to do by Kriya Shema, right? So we want to know, can you do the same thing by Hallel or not? Lamaisa, what's the din?
Yeah,
I want you to get it again. The Emsa of Perik, Yeshoal Mibne Yira, Lahit Meshim Ne Kavan. The middle of the Perik, you ask because of fear of a person, and you can respond because of Kavod. Between the paragraphs, you're able to be proactive and ask Ne Kavod and respond Shalom L'chol Adam. This is what Rabbeinu Yonah says, Beferish. Okay? This is where Rabbeinu Yonah says, Beferish, what's the din? Okay? So, this is the din, Allah Almighty. And we want to know whether you're able to do this, these same things by Megillas Esther, by Hallel and Megillas Esther. Now, Hallel are paragraphs. What's the Ben HaProkha from Megillas Esther? It's not so poshut, no? Are they considered? Maybe Lamaisa. What do you think? Vanah Prakim Chomakum Shesh B'Ksivasa Revach. So he wants to say the Divrei Chamudos. So I want you to get it down. Miri says the same thing. Maskil Megillah that between our Prakim is anytime there's a space between partial and parsha. If you look in the Megillah how it's written, if there's a space between each parsha, that's considered to be Vanah Prakim. That's what the Divrei Chamudos says. In Simon Hey Oschof. Okay? So this is the Chiddush Lamaisa that we want to bring out. Okay? This is the Chiddush we want to bring out. And this is the Shaila Lamaisa that the Gemara has. So go ahead. Let's continue.
Amrinin.
Good to see you, Jacob. Amrinin what? Amrinin Kavachomer. Go ahead. Right, the Bach says, what does the Bach say? The Bach says, Amrinin, me Amrinin. He has the word me. Okay? So are you able to be Masik, Ben HaProkham, Mishal, me Amrinin? Do we say, go ahead.
Me Amrinin, Kalachayma.
Kriyashma.
Kriyashma
is a Chiyuv D'Raisa. And despite that, you're able to be Posek. So go ahead. Hallel D'Rabbanan, me boy. Hallel, which the Chiyuv is only the Rabbanon, do you have to tell me? Of course you could be Posek, Lamaisa, whether it's Ben HaProkim or what? Emsa Perik. Remember we said, get the dinim down, we said. Emsa Perik, Yishol Mnei Yir, Lashem Nei Kavod. Ben HaProkim, Yishol Mnei Kavod, Hashem Shalom Chalom, like Rabbi Nanyani said. Oh, Dilma, go ahead.
Persumi Nisa, Adif.
Oh, maybe there's an element of Persumi Nisa, which is what? Over and above Kriyishma. And therefore, maybe, Lamaisa, you have no hetter to be mafsik at all when it comes to Hallel. Okay? So what's Gemara's answer? So this was the Shaila that Aechi, who was having been one of the sons of Binyamin, this is a Tana, teacher of Brises in the Yeshiva of Chia, asked the Shaila of Chia. So what does Reb Chia answer? Go ahead. Amalei Pesach Vein what?
Vein Bekaklum.
Oh, he said Pesach Vein Bekaklum. It wasn't just Pesach, it was Vein Bekaklum, Lamaisa. And there is no concern about it. So, Lamaisa, what did he mean by that? Why couldn't he just said Pesach? Yes, go ahead, Nate.
I have a quick question.
Yes. Hallel is to, there's a notion to publicize the nace that Hashem did for us. And Hallel, you do it every time you say it. There's much more Pesach Nisa to Bitzibor, but at least B'yachid, also there's somewhat of Pesach Nisa.
Even though it's just around, you know, Jews and stuff.
Right, absolutely. There's a whole machlez with Pesach Nisa by Goyim, by Ner Chanukah, machlez Rashi in the Rif, that's Rav Aharon Soloveitchik. Rav Tendler Zatzal told us, Rav Aharon Soloveitchik Zatzal, Rav Tendler Zatzal, could be, are you fulfilling Pesach Nisa by Fasim and the Goyim? It's certainly within Yidden. So Kriya Shema doesn't have this element of Pesach Nisa, but Hallel and Megillah definitely does. So therefore, maybe there's much more of a mandate that you have to what? That you can't be mafsik. And Reb Chia Paskin very strongly, Posek Vein Bekaklum, right? Why couldn't you just say Posek? He said Posek, you can be mafsik, and don't worry about it. What do you mean? Why didn't he say don't worry about it? So Rabbi Yonah says, in Dir Maska Amarle, should have been enough to say Posek. What do you have to say Vein Bekaklum? So he says like this, I want you to get it. He says that Reb Chia is adding on, I know, basically in the Tutstadim, who's he paskin like? The first side or the second side? He's paskin like the what? Like the first side, that the Kalachomer is right? But what he's saying is to, I don't want you to feel bad, even though you're right, Hallel and Megillah have Pesach Nisa, but it's not a problem. Ein Bekaklum, and you can Posek. So that's one shot why he said Posek, Ein Bekaklum. Yes. In other words, we pass about the first side, that you're allowed to do what? If Kriya Shema, which is the Arise, can be Posek, how old the Rabbanan and how much more so, right? Now, we're going to get back to it, but I want you'll get down in your notes, why did it say how old the Rabbanan? Should have said Megillah too, no? Didn't the Gemara pose the Shaila how old Megillah? Did you notice that?
Yes.
When the Gemara sets that up, it leaves out the word Megillah. So, we've got to get back to that, Plinetter. But the bottom line is that the psak is like the first sod, but I want you to know something, Rabbi Yonah says. He says, I realize it's Suminisa for Hallel and for Megillah, but despite that, you're still able to be mafsik. That's what he meant by saying Ein Bekaklum. That's one shot. The other shot is, the Pnei Yoshua says, Lamaisa, the Pnei Yoshua says that the tshuva of Reb Chia al pi Tamir ben Yoina, that din Hallel Megillah is the din of Kriya Shema Lamaisa. In other words, it could very well be that he's saying that we paskin Allah Lamaisa and Hallel Megillah are like, even though the Gemara didn't say the word Megillah there, but the din is that Hallel Megillah have the same din of Kriya Shema. And that's what he was trying to say, that Ein Bekaklum is stressing that they're identical. And just like by Kriya Shema, you can be what? You could be Posek for reasons that are permissible, Kavod and Yira. So too what? So too Hallel and Megillah is the same. In other words, it's not a second answer. It goes well with the notion of the Rabbeinu Yonah. That's what I'm saying. It's just trying to say, Posek Vein Bekaklum, and there's no don't worry about it. Just like by Kriya Shema, you did nothing wrong. So too by Howling what? Howling. It's all one shot. I don't want to say it's a different shot. He's saying that despite the fact there's Pesumi Nisa, it doesn't make a difference. Lamaisa, we treat it exactly like Kriya Shema, and just like Kriya Shema, there was no problem. So too Howling Megillah, there's no problem as well. Okay? That's what I want you to get, Lamaisa. Now, if you take that approach, that means the same guidelines of Kriya Shema to be mafsik are the same for what? For Hallel and Megillah. Well said. Does anyone argue on that? Yes. The Tur in Orach Chaim Siman Tufri Sadi Beis quotes a Bala Iter that says by Megillah we're mafsik mitzad adin l'chol davar sheyirtze. He says that by Megillah you can mafsik mitzad adin for anything. And therefore, the word posivena kaklum could be said in one of two ways, meaning the following. I want you to follow this. Halal, you can posig exactly like Shema, but Megillah, you can do for kol davar, and that's what ein b'kaklum meant. Ein b'kaklum meant, lemaisa, that that's what ein b'kaklum meant. Ein b'kaklum meant this din. Now, you remember we said from the Divrei Chamuros, right? What did we say from the Chiddush of the Divrei Chamuros? Remember? I can't hear you. What? Exactly. He's the one who commented between Parshas and the Megillah. If you look in the Megillah, so it comes out, Lamaisa, that maybe you could say a different shot. Ein b'kaklum means, Lamaisa, it's referring to really what? Really, the Megillah. Meaning, Halal is like Kriya Shema. Megillah is like what? Megillah is like you can do whatever you want. And that's what he meant to say. Halacha Lamaisa. The truth is, if you look at the Magen Mishnah there, Magen Mishnah says for Halal, you're allowed to be posik the whole Davar Shiyirtza. So, if you say like that, that's kind of like a third way of reading the Gemara. Ein b'kaklum is going on both. Yeah, didn't bring in Megillah, you mean?
Right.
Okay. Yeah, but okay, if you say that, we assume he's talking, you know, it did say Halal Megillah, so you could always say Bechule, you know. Gemara is just dream brief, but Lamaisa, if you look in the Magen Mishnah Pirkei Avot, Halachatas, he says Halal, you're posik l'kol davar. And if you're posik l'kol davar, that means the same thing as when it comes to Megillah, you're posik l'kol davar. Yeah. No, Megillah we said already, right? Remember we said according to the Torah B'Shem and the Baal Yitr?
Yeah,
according to Magen Mishnah. Halal also is posik l'chol davar.
Halal is an addition to Megillah, or Halal is the only?
No, Halal would be an addition to Megillah that you don't have to, you can be mafsik, but you don't have to follow the guidelines of Kriya Shema. So let's chazen this over. What is the psak of Ein b'kaklum coming to add, to bring it to the table? What's it bringing to the table? He could have just said posik. What does he have to say that for? So, one shot is, we said, Rabbeinu Yonah says that even though Halal and Megillah have pursuit, he said, don't worry about it. You can still be posik. And the Pashup shot is that he's saying is posik like the guidelines of what? Guidelines of Kriya Shema. Okay, that's one shot. That's what we said from the Pnei Yeshua, adding on to the Rabbeinu Yonah. It's all one shot. But the Torah quotes is about it. This is that Megillah Kimasa called Amr. So then you must say, according to that shot, the Ein b'kaklum is split. By Halal, it's like Kriya Shema. Megillah is a chol davar. The Ein b'kaklum is focused on Megillah. And then the third shot is the Magen Mishnah in the Rambam says, well, Halal, you can be posik chol davar shiyirtza like Megillah. So therefore, Ein b'kaklum is going on both. And therefore, Ein b'kaklum is that it does not have the guidelines of Kriya Shema. So don't worry about it. The question is what not to worry about. Don't worry about Lamaisa that has Pursuman Issa, or don't worry about that it won't be the same guidelines of what? As Kriya Shema. Okay, we got that? So that's the Chiddush Lamaisa that you have in the Pshat in the Gemara. Okay, which we didn't finish the Gemara yet. But I wanted to point out some Chiddush just from the Pshat in the Gemara here, and let's get it. You know, we mentioned that the Mishnayos require us, based on the Pesukim and the Chumash, to say Kriya Shema in the morning and the evening. Question is, what is the definition of Kriya Shema? What is the definition of the Mitzvah Deraisa of Kriya Shema? Is it the first Parsha, the second, the third? There are different shitas about what the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is al pi halacha. Don't get me wrong, the Rabbanan, you got to say all three paragraphs. Question is, what is defined as the mitzvah deraisa of Kriya Shema? So, one of the great Gedolei Achronim is the Shagas Aryeh. Okay? The Shagas Aryeh writes, he went to bring a raya from our Gemara. He says like this, excuse me, that the whole Parsha Rishona of Kriya Shema is D'Oraisa, not just the first pasuk of Shema Yisrael. Not just the first pasuk. He says the first whole Parsha of Ahavta is D'Oraisa. What's his raya? His raya is from our very own Gemara. Because if the pasuk Rishon was D'Oraisa, yes, how could the Gemara say posek? If the first paragraph, Lamaisa, if you tell me only the first pasuk is D'Oraisa, then how would the Gemara say Kriya Shema D'Oraisa posek? You're never, ever able to be mafsik for the first pasuk unless it's pikuach nefesh. That's a beferish din in Shulchan Aruch. Simin samach vav sif aleph. So don't tell me that when it said Kriya Shema D'Oraisa meant the first pasuk, because the first pasuk you're never allowed to be mafsik for unless it's pikuach nefesh. And that's not what we're talking about here. We're not talking about pikuach nefesh. We're talking about someone they answer and they cover and they hear it. So if that's the case, Lamaisa, there is no doubt that if we are talking Kriya Shema being D'Oraisa, posek, then Pasuk Rishon, you're not allowed to be masking the Yira or Kavo, like it says in the Shulchan Aruch, and Samach Vav, Sif Aleph. So it must be the whole Parsha Rishon is talking about D'Oraisa is the Parsha Rishonah. And there is a Hefsek to be, the Heter to be masking the Yira and the Kavo, and the Gemara's Kavo Homer now works beautifully. So the Shagasari says, I'll tell you what Kriya Shema D'Oraisa means, Parsha Rishonah, but it cannot mean the first Pasuk. Only because of Pikuach Nefesh. Yeah, that's a Beferish Din in Shulchan Aruch. Simin Samach Vav Sif Aleph. You look it up, Lamais. This whole thing of Shol Yirin in the year of a Kavod is only for the rest of Kriya Shema. So what is the rest of Kriya Shema? How do you define the rest of Kriya Shema? What is it? Is it the Raisa, the Rabbanon? So Shagasari says the whole Shema Bahafta is the Parsha Rishon is the Raisa. You got that? Is that clear?
Isn't it a Machlokes Rishonim in general?
It is a Machlokes Rishonim in general. It's Machlokes what the Ram holds. Pre-Chodesh is the Ram holds. All three. Pashim Shah the Ram is the first two. And there are the other Rishonim that say it means only the first. But the Shagasari says, I want you to know what the first means. The first does not mean just the first Pasuk. Because it means the whole paragraph. Because this whole Gemara wouldn't make any sense. Because the Gemara is allowing you to do Hefsik on Kriya Shema, and if it's on the first line, that's not right. You're not allowed to be masking the first line unless it's Pikuach Nefesh. You got it? Okay. Now, the Merumei Sodeh in the and this Gemara says, I don't think so, Shagasari. The Nitziv writes, he thinks that this Gemara is a raya that the two first parshas D'Oraisa, Vahafta and Vahayayim Shema, that they're both D'Oraisa. He thinks that they're both D'Oraisa. Why is that? Because what does Rashi say? D'Ramaskol Mahu. Go ahead. Yecheskel doing a great job. What does Rashi say? Mahu. Second line. From, actually, do the two Rashi on the top. Echai. That was his name. It was one of the names of Binyamin too. Go ahead. Binyamin's sons. Go ahead. Shahaya Shona. Right, he used to teach in the house of Rabbi in the Yeshiva Rabbi. He was a Rabbi there. Go ahead, Mao.
Mao, she
You see, Rashi says Beferi Sheli Shalom. No, so says the Merumei Sodeh. Rashi says Sheli Shalom. When the Gemara says Kriya Shema is D'Oraisa L'Sheli Shalom, the Hefsek for Sheli Shalom is Muteris only when between the paragraphs. Remember, we learned Ben Aprakim, not Be'emsa. Not Bamsa. And you tell me Ben Aprakim, that's a mitzvah D'Oraisa.
Why is that between the first sentence, Shema Yisrael and Yahweh?
Well, we generally assume Shema and Vahafta, Nate, are all one thing. All one paragraph.
We can't be the people that have this D'Oraisa and have this
D'Oraisa. Right, that's what I'm saying. But he proved already. We always assume at least the first paragraph is D'Oraisa. No one says it's just the first line. That's what the Shagasari is saying. Right? That's what Shagasari is saying. Shagasari is saying that the whole first paragraph has to be D'Oraisa. Can't just tell me it means what, the first line. But then the Tziv is saying, if you're talking about Sheila Shalom between Prakim, I'll tell you the following, he says. Both paragraphs better be D'Oraisa, because the bottom line is that the topic in our Gemara is to be mafsik and something that is a D'Oraisa. So the only time you find Ben Aprakim is what? If you hold the whole corpus is what? D'Oraisa. You can't tell me the first paragraph is D'Oraisa and you're talking about Ben Aprakim between the first and the second. The second one's not even D'Oraisa. So obviously Lomaitz, it doesn't. You know, there's already something we call Ben Aprakim. They both have to be legitimately achieved D'Oraisa. And that the ability to be massive between them is also a D'Oraisa. So you have to say the first two parshias Lomaitz of Kriya Shema D'Oraisa. And the hefsek between them is a hefsek and a mitzvah D'Oraisa. That's what we're talking about, guys. We're talking about a hefsek and a mitzvah D'Oraisa. So you got to tell me the first two paragraphs of D'Oraisa. So that's a very, very strong comment in the Nitziv where the Netziv claims that what? It's not just Parsha Rishon is Diraisa, but both Parshas have to be Diraisa based on this din of what? This din of being Masik Ben Aprakim. It's a very strong taina, no? So I'm thinking to myself, it's a very strong taina. I mean, Shagasari was a great going too, you know? Did I ever tell you about the Shagasari?
Yeah.
Yeah, I told you that, right?
Yeah.
But I didn't tell you though. He became the chief rabbi of Metz at what age? 70. All the Balabapas said, "Why are you hiring someone so old?" He said, "Don't worry. He would live 20 healthy years, and he'd be able to lead the Rabbanus." And that's what happened. He died when he was 90. Exactly what happened. He was a great. He used to travel in different towns, and then at the age of 70, he became the chief rabbi of Metz. He was a great going to Shagasari. There was a guy that helped him once. Did I tell you that story? There was a guy that helped him once. A Pashur Balabas. And he said he wanted to be buried next to him. The guy had died subsequently. And he told the Balabat he wanted to be buried next to this guy because this guy had helped him out. I think maybe he got him out of prison or something once. So the Balabat said, "No, he's a Pashur guy. We're not going to bury you next to him. Stop the coveting." So when he died, the day of the Levi was a terrible rainstorm. They couldn't even see the Pesach forest. They buried him in the first spot they could see. And it turned out to be next to this guy. There's a similar story with the Rav Zatav. Not that there was a rainstorm. The Rav wanted to be buried by a guy. The Rav sat in jail in the 30s when he was in Boston one night because they were going to get rid of Shechita in Massachusetts. And there was a guy, a judge, I think, got him out of town, and he wanted to be buried next to this guy. I think he is buried next to this fellow. So Lamaisa, this is a strong taina on the Shagasari. So what's the Shagasari going to respond? So I want you to get this. Shagasari responds, this is not a riot. He doesn't respond, but we're responding for him based on the Kiryat Sefer. The Kiryat Sefer says, I want to tell you something. You are Yotze Midiraisa Kriya Shema with Lamaisa, the first line of Shema. And the rest of the three parshas are what we call a kiyum d'oraisa. You understand what I'm saying? We know, we learned it, that the base chiyuv to learn Torah every day is what? Kriya Shema in the morning and the evening. Chiyuv of Talmud Torah. Or we said one parak in the morning, one parak in the evening, learn one Mishnah. You know, there's a base level of chiyuv of Talmud Torah every day. But if you put in 6-7 hours a day of learning, or maybe 10-12 hours a day, what is that called? Akim the Arise of Talmud Torah. Excellent, Jacob. So it says the Kiryat Sefer the same thing. There's a Chiv the Arise to say Kriya Shema. He says that's the first line. But then there's a Kiyum the Arise beyond that, which might be the first paragraph, might be the second, might be the third. And therefore, Lamaisa, don't give me the business that what? That if Ben Aprakim is an issue, and you're going to tell me that Ben Aprakim is being Mafsik amidst the Arise, that shows slam dunk. That the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is more than one paragraph. It's two paragraphs, maybe three. It doesn't show a thing. It shows there's a kiyum d'oraisa, and you cannot be mafsik in the midst of that kiyum d'oraisa. It doesn't show that the chiyuv d'oraisa is clearly, without a doubt, the two paragraphs. That's exactly what the Shagasari would respond back to the Netziv. It's not a riot, it was a chiyuv. I hold there's a chiyuv l'maisa on the first paragraph and done. But they tell me that because Ben a Prakim is a mitzvah d'oraisa, you be master in the mitzvah d'oraisa. Doesn't that show clearly that both paragraphs are d'oraisa? No, it doesn't show that at all. It might show that it's d'oraisa, but not that it's a chiyuv. There's a kiyuv. And this concept is a fascinating concept, which I want you to get. And Lamaisa, this is the comparison that you have to Talmud Torah in the midst of Kriya Shema. The problem is, we'll get to a sec, Jacob, is that the Rabbi Zalman Meltzer, the great Gaon, you know who Rabbi Zalman Meltzer was?
His beard was just the other day.
Oh yeah? He wrote the Sefer Evan al-Azal on the Rambam. It's a very, very fine Sefer, tremendous Sefer. Do you know he was Rav Aaron Cutler Zatzal's father-in-law? He was Rosh Yeshiva Eitz Chaim in Yerushalayim. And in the Evan al-Azal, he says this Kiryat Sefer to him is not clear at all, because Talmud Torah, I know that there's a base level. And it says what? It says morning and evening, and that's what it says. But I really have a chiyuv to what? I really have a chiyuv to learn all the time. It says, Asafta de Ganecha. Torah gives you rishus to go to work, and you know, deal with what? Deal with making a parnasa. So you see the Talmud Torah, even though what? You see the Talmud Torah, even though it has a what? Has a base chiyuv, but the fact that you have to dig up a heter to go to work shows that there's a kiyum throughout the what? Throughout the day. Why else would I need to dig up a heter to go to work? Why you need a safnik and effort? It's done already. You learned it in the morning and the evening, right? Teretz says there's a kiyum throughout the day, and the heter to go to work is based on a safnik and effort. But when it comes to what? When it comes to kriyashma, it's not like that at all. When it comes to Kriyashma, Kriyashma is not pushed off because of Safta de Ganecha. The Mitzvah Kriyashma is in the Zman Shechiva, Zman Kima. So Mimonav Shach Lamais, when it says V'dibar Tabam, it's talking about all the three Parshios, which is a Mitzvah Chiyuvis Minatayra. What do you say? That's what he's asking. He says he doesn't understand. If it's just on the Pesuk Rishon, how do you know there's a mitzvah nosef sakol parshas? How do you make this comparison between Talmud Torah and Shema? Again, Yecheskel Talmud Torah is a base chiyuv and is a kiyum the rest of the day. That's why you need to dig up a heter and a safta ganecha. Who says by Kriyas Shema there's such a same framework that there's a mitzvah chiyuv derives the first line and everything else is just a kiyum? We don't find that in Lamaisa. We just find you see Kriyas Shema at certain times, man shkivas man kima, not the whole day. So Lamaisa, if the Pasuk of the Bar Tamam is talking about all the three parshias, then what is a mitzvah min ha-Torah? It's just on the first Pasuk, then how do you know you have a mitzvah nosefis on all the parshias? So he has a hard time with this comparison. But okay, let's go with it. Let's assume that I think it may, you know, you could, it's a good kasha. But the bottom line is that one could say that use the Mabit, the Kiryat Sefer, to save what? To save the sheet of the Shagas Aryeh, Halacha Lamais, even though it's a hard mandate to compare Kriyas Shema to Talmud Torah. Okay? So let's chazer this over. Again, there's a whole discussion whether what's the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriyas Shema, right? There's a whole shaila whether what's the mitzvah, what is it defined as? So is it defined as Kriyas Shema, the first line, is it defined as Kriyas Shema with Vahafta, or is it even V'Hayim Shema, or is it all three? Like I said, the Rambam, Pri Chodesh, is the Rambam holds two, and the Pri Chodesh holds Rambam holds two, but other sheep to say, you know, we meant three, all three. Lomaisa. Many Rishonim say it's only the first Parsha. But the Shagas Aryeh says, I want to tell you something. It has to be the first Parsha, not just the first Pasuk. Because if it would be the first Pasuk, you're never able to be mafsik at all, unless for pikuch nefesh. And here the Gemara says you're able to be mafsik. So it must be that the first paragraph is in fact what? The Yeraisa. And therefore, since the first paragraph is the Yeraisa, you're guided by the rules and regulations of when a person can be mafsik halacha lamaisa. Comes along the Nitziv and says, I disagree with you. I disagree with you that the first paragraph lamaisa is the Yeraisa. I hope both of them are the Yeraisa. Why are both of them derides? Because Rashi said Sheila Shalom. Now Sheila Shalom means that you're in the emsa of something, or you're being a prokma of something, but you haven't finished yet Kriyashma, right? You haven't yet finished Kriyashma. So Lamaisa, it's very clear, says the Nitziv, that he thinks that these two parshios are in fact what? He thinks that these two parshios are in fact the Yeraisa, without a doubt, he says. These two paragraphs must be Midyaraisa, because how do you say Ben Aprakim Lamaisa is considered to be what? Considered to be on a mitzvah Midyaraisa. I thought it ended at the first paragraph. Must be an includes the what? Includes the first two. And that's the Nitziv's riot from this Gemara. And Rashi says, Maoshiach, the Sheikh is Shalom. So you're saying, have Sheikh Shalom in a mitzvah Midyaraisa? How could that be? Aren't you done already with the first paragraph? Must be that the first two paragraphs are in fact Midyaraisa. That's what the Nitziv argues on the Shagas Aryeh. So we said it's a very strong point. And the Shagas Aryeh is a going on. How do you get out of this? The way you get out of this, like the Kiryat Sefer has the unique sheep. He says that the only mitzvah you can derive from Kriyas Shema is the first line. Everything else is the Kiyum Derisa. Is it the first paragraph, the second, the third? That's a machlokes. And much like what? Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is a base chiyuv. We said Kriyas Shema in the morning and the evening, paragraph and mirror, paragraph of a boker. But the rest of the day is in fact a kiyum d'oraisa. Kriyas Shema the same way. Right?
Kriyas Shema is the same way. That's what we wanted to say. That's what the Shagas Arav said. Since it's a keen dress, it sets up a hefsek. You could say a bit of problem. So we said it's very difficult, Mr. Zalman says. He says, Kriyas Shema, I don't understand why that's... There's a set time of Kriyas Shema. Shema Shchiva, Shema Kima. And what is the Chiv? What is the Chiv? There's no keen deraisa by Talmud Torah. That's why you need to have a heter of Satan, because there's a keen deraisa to learn all day. I need to dig up a heter to go to work. But I don't need a heter. I don't need a heter to go to work at all. Lamaisa. I don't need a heter lamaisa of a Kriyas Shema. Who says there is this notion of kiyum, chiv and a kiyum by Kriyas Shema at all? Okay. I just want to close this nekuda with the great Gaon Rebbe Baruch official parallel, who wrote, when he translated, not just translated, put it together. Remember I said Rav Sajgo wrote a long poem? He divided up the three sforim. I think I told you this. His biggest Baba Basra was Maz with the poem. Rav Sajgo wrote a poem with 613 mitzvahs, and he breaks down the poem. He was a great Gaon in the early 1900s. He claims on the the Gemara says in Reb Yeruchim Fishel Pirlim. Reb Yeruchim Fishel Pirlim. He wrote the Rav Sajji Gaon. The Reb Yeruchim Fishel Pirlim. Pei Ayin Reish Lamed Aleph. He wrote the Perish Reb Yeruchim Fishel Pirlim. Wrote the Perish of explaining the entire Mitzvah. Where does it say Tari Mitzvahs we have? What that? Excellent, Jacob. Rav Simoy said 613 Mitzvahs, but men are shown struggle with. Raman has his sifrins, the Smak has his, the Bak has his, the Chinuch has his. The Gemara doesn't say which 613 they are. But the bottom line is that what I want to bring out is that Rav Sajgo wrote a whole poem, and he was master of the poem. So he has a line there. It's in the beginning of the essay, Gimel and Dalin, that when the Gemara says Kriyas Shema D'oraisa, it means Lomar Shikaro Shal Kriyas Shema D'oraisa. The Iker of Kriyas Shema D'oraisa, whereas Hal and Megillah, its Iker is only the Rabbanim. That's what the Gemara meant to say. The Iker. When it says Kriyas Shema's Iker is D'oraisa, it's not getting into the details, okay? It's not getting into the details. But I want you to know this, how important this is in our Gemara for the discussion of what is considered to be Kriyas Shema D'oraisa.
Can we do that one more time?
Yeah, yeah. What does it say? The institution. The institution of Shema is what is D'oraisa, which it is. No. The institution of Shema is D'oraisa, whereas the institution of Hallel and Megillah is only Midrabanan. Institutionally, one is D'oraisa, one is Midrabanan. We're not getting into the general details. That's what he wants to interpret the Gemara. Okay? Possible. But the posting beforehand seemed to say that way. Okay. Let's continue now. This brings us to the following nekuda, and that is the Aretzchias. I gave it to Mar Makayma, so I didn't give it out to you. The Aretzchias in this Gemara is bothered by our kasha that we read the Gemara, and that is when the Gemara has been studied, the Gemara leaves out Megillah. Remember that? When the Gemara repeated it, the Gemara left out Megillah. So he's bothered by this kasha, the Maritzkiyas in the back of the Gemara. You know, the Maritzkiyas was one of the Gedolei Hador in the 1800s. And he points out, Amaisa, this kasha that we were bothered by. In the beginning, it said, Ha'ol Megillah Ma'ashi Afsik. And then it says, Mi'ah, meaning Kavachomri Raisa, Posek Halo, Rabbanim Boyi. So why, when it brings up this up again, it leaves out what? Megillah, and only mentions Halo. So he writes, the Maritzkiyas, that it was pushed to the Gemara that Megillah is with Divrei Kabbalah. What does Divrei Kabbalah mean? Things mentioned in Nach, and they're not Midiraisa. Halal, Lamaisa, Halal was a mocking to say that Halal, Lamaisa, was considered to be what? Maybe a higher level to aim Midiraisa Tikkun. Rashi and Tainis, I want you to get this Rashi and Tainis, called Chesu Nebez Vasil Minik, says it's kind of what? It's kind of like Ain D'oraisa. And I want to write, I want you to get this now. How on Hanukkah, according to the Chassam Sofer, is D'oraisa, which is a tremendous Kiddush. The holiday of Hanukkah is the Rabbanan. But how Alanes, the Chassam Sofer held is D'oraisa, against the Nitziv. The Nitziv says to commemorate a miracle is only the Rabbanan.
But the Chassam Sofer is an amazing chiddush.
That means when you say Hamakar, please get that sheet in mind. You mean it might be Yitzhak in your eyes. So what he wants to suggest is, it's a little difficult with this Gemara. That's why the Gemara needed to point out that it was the Rabbana. You follow me? It's a double posture that Megillah is the Rabbana, but the Gemara needed to repeat. The Gemara repeated how the stress that even though Lamaisu held his key came to Yeraisa, see, Purim was never a shadow because Purim is Divrei Kabbalah. Yes, the Megillah is always Divrei Kabbalah. What do we say Divrei Kabbalah? Benji Wilbur always asks me to point out that Machlis Rishonim to him is Divrei Kabbalah ke Divrei Torah Dam, it's Machlis Balamor Rebar Salomi. The big Machlis Balamor Rebar Salomi, the mitzvahs that are mentioned in Nach, do they have the status of Ingi Rice? Okay? Like something that's the Divrei Kabbalah. So Megillah, no doubt, is Divrei Kabbalah. Let's assume like Rav Rishon is the Rabbanim. So that was another portion. The Gemara didn't repeat it. But how you might have thought maybe it's the Raisa. That's why the Gemara says, I want you to know that's only the Rabbanim. That's what the Maratzkiyas, Lamaisa. That's what the Maratzkiyas wants to tell you. Okay, I want you to get that. That's why the Gemara only said who? The Gemara only said, how, not Megillah. Megillah is another portion of the Rabbanim. Now, Lamaisa, I do want to tell you another shot on this. There was a great gong in Naim Lemishpat, Sefer Naim Lemishpat. He has a Sefer, different Mesichas, Makas, Rochas. His name is Rav Arieli. He was a great gong in Naim Lemishpat. He has a real sharp shot here. He wants to say the Gemara is holding like Rav Nachman. Are you familiar with Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman in Megillah, Yadalan of an Aleph, Rav Nachman, one of the great Amorim, that the Kriya of that Megillah is a halal. You know the Gemara Megillah Yadalan of? The Gemara asks, why do we say halal in Purim? Gemara asks Akasha. Gemara gives three answers. What'd you say? No. You guys saw it this morning?
No, during Seder, I suggested maybe that Purim was one of the days we said halal. So I clearly was not. I'm saying I clearly didn't know.
You're Mechavim Rav Nachman. You're Mechavim Rav Nachman. Three answers. Why don't we say halal for him? Let's get the three answers. What are the three answers? What are the three answers why we don't say halal? What are the three answers? Number one, we do say halal. The Megillah is halal. The Meiri says on that Gemara. The Meiri says on that Gemara, if you have a city where it has no Megillah, you actually say halal. If you have a city where there's no Megillah, you say halal. Now, Chartreuse says we don't say it with a bracha. Okay? I might have memorized. I said over the Gemara. What are the two other answers why we don't say halal on Purim? One is at the end of the story we're still on one Chashverish. And the third answer is you never say halal on a Nes of Kutzlars. What do you mean? Pesach. That wasn't Kutzlars. No. The Gemara asked that question. The answer is that's before we got there. The Klal only came into being after we got there to Yisrael. You follow me? So if I ask you, why do we say halal on Purim? The Gemara has three answers for it. In Megillah, Yudalam Al, the Ferish of Gemara.
But it's only for Hanukkah.
What'd you say?
Sukkot, Pesach, and Shavuos are all not in Eretz Yisrael.
You're right, because there's different types of halal. That's halal on Nes.
There
are different types of halal.
So all of them we didn't
halal get. Halal that's part of Sukkot Yontif is a different type of halal. That's one type of halal. We're talking about halal on Nes. Halal and Nes and Kutzros, we don't say. Aye, Mitzrayim. Jesus Mitzrayim. That was before we got there. But I want you to know conceptually how to learn up as a Lamdan. Those three answers in the Gemara Megillah, why would say Halal and Purim, really argue. The first answer is saying we really do say Halal. Yes? We just do it through the Megillah. No?
Is the Hanukkah not Halal and Nes?
Yeah, that was in Eretz Yisrael.
Well, but is it Halal?
Sure, it's Halal and Nes. But you understand what I'm saying? The first answer is saying we really do say halal purim. We just do it through the meal. What are the other two answers? We don't say halal purim. Because at the end of the day, we were avodim to achashverish. And the third answer is in the kutfars. So that's what I want to bring out here. It comes out, and he says that our Gemara is going like with Nachman. So if you don't have a Megillah, you read Hill, you read halal. So it says halal rabbanim boy, what is included in that? I thought we read the Gemara what? We said we skipped, didn't we skip the word Megillah? No! Including the word Halal is what? It's Megillah. Isn't that sharp? That's a nine mystery. He says, our word is more like Rav Nachman. Beautiful answer, Lamaisa. Okay.
So that's the Gemara Lamaisa. Okay, now let's see Lamaisa a little bit weiter now. I want to discuss the following. If we got to finish up a few more lines in the Gemara, but before we do that, we need to ask: did you see Netanel and Usher, Dr. Dreiser, and listen to this? Is it true that challah is only the Rabbanan? Is that true? Like you're asking me, Cheskel. That's a very big machlokes in Rishonim. The Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah, Perek Gimel Halacha Hey, says the Iker of Halal is the Rabbanan. But there are Rishonim that say that Halal is Midiraisa. Like the Bahag. The Bahag writes in the Minyan of Mitzvahs, Kuf Aleph, Mitzvah Sesei Kuf Aleph to a Kuf Yud Tes. He claims that Halal is the Raisa of the Bahag. And the Arayim in Simon Rei Samach Bey says it's the Raisa. And there was a Sefer that the Ibn Ezra wrote called Yesod Moro in Shar Vav. He also writes Halal is the Raisa. And the Smak in Mitzis Kuf Mem Vav says it's what? Considered to be Midia Raisa. Yeah, the Smak, the Sefer Mitzvah Ketanis. So, Lamaisa, if you hold like the Rambam, the Halal the Rabbanan, the Gemara fits like a glove. It says Halal the Rabbanan. But if you hold it Halal the Raisa, how do you read this Gemara? Fact, the Magen Mishnah that I gave you says the Rambam's Makor, that Halal the Rabbanan is from this Gemara, our very own Gemara. The Rosh Beit says the same thing. That the Rishonim that say Halal is Rabbanan comes from our Gemara. Gemara says black and white that the Chiv is what? Is Min Rabbanan. Yes? So the problem is, what happens if we what? If we hold it as Diraisa, what do you do with this Gemara? So the Ramban writes himself in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Hasagas the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Shorish Aleph, that you cannot prove from our Gemara that Halal is Midrabanan. Because maybe you could say that the Gemara here is discussing Halal on Chanukah. And the days where we don't say a full Halal, which we're going to get to now in the Gemara. Where the Gemara is Mechalik between days where the Yachid is Gomer as a Halal, means you say the full Halal, then it's Mutar Lahafsik. Between the days, the what? It's mutalasi ben perik la perik. Between the days that you don't say a full halal, we're allowed to be mafsik, even what? Be'emsa. So maybe the Ramban says that don't bother me. I hold that halal, like Yecheskel said, is diraisa on sukkahs. It's part of Sukkos Yontif, on Pesach, on Shavuos. I doesn't even say halal to the Rabbanan. No. We're talking about a different type of halal in our Gemara, halal alanesh, which is Chanukah. So it's not part of the Sukkos Yontif, okay?
Is there a dinner presumptuous about Halal on Chanukah?
There's a dinner presumptuous on the Neros.
Right, so we can't say Halal Darbonan by Dilma Presuminisa.
No, but the Gemara meant when it said Presuminisa, it meant that Halal is a fulfillment of the Presuminisa.
But it's not Chanukah.
I'm saying the Gemara said it was Lamaisa. Yeah. That's what I'm saying, yeah. Yeah, Halal is Nemer and Bawadim on Nisim, Baosa's Man, is also part, not just the Neris. I just told you a second ago, it's not just the Neris. It's also the Halal. And the Megillah is Reid L'Zechon Neis Purim too, Halach L'Maisa. So basically, you have different types of what?
Different types of Halal.
Different types of Halal, which I want to tell you right now, are the three types. There's Halal on Neis Chanukah. There's Halal on Yontif, which is part of Simchas Yontif. And then there's a third type of halal, which is a what? Which is a minig. A minig. Halal Rosh Chodesh is a minig. It's an absolute minig. So there are three types of what? Three types of halal. Halach l'maisa. Okay? So, you know, the Ramban is saying, don't ask on me from this Gemara, because the bottom line is that it's talking about Chanukah, and the days were not Gomer,
it's a halal. Wait, so the Ramban also holds that halal is the Raisa specifically.
Ramban holds the Raisa, but our Gomari says, don't bother me with its halal on Ace. And halal on Chanukah is different. He was talking about Lamais and the different dinim, Lamais. He's talking about the different dinim which is, you know, Simchas Yom Tov, that's D'oraisa. Halacha L'maaseh. Okay? Now, I could say, and I want you to get this, I could say, and I gave you the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah and Brachas on the Gemara of Achitema says, maybe you could give a different shot, which I want you to get down, which I think I've told you, I don't know if I told it to you before, but maybe you could say the Iker Hal is D'oraisa, but the Nusach is D'Rabbanan. The Nusach of which Kepitloch they chose to say, that is Midrabbanan. But the institution of saying Halal is in fact Midrash. When the Gemara says here, Halal is the Rabbanim, meant the Nusach is the Rabbanim. Where do we say a similar thing? Where have you heard such a similar Svara?
By benching.
Not benching. We did say it actually by benching, but I had in mind Shmon Esrei. Right? Tefillah is the Raisa, but the Nusach that Chachamim made might be midrabbanan. Avdo b'cholav avchem have a omer zeu tefillah. Avodah shavleiv zeu tefillah. Tainus beis of an alf. But the exact nusach was made by the one, made by the chacham.
Isn't that? Don't we say that's machlokas rishonim? No, whether tefillah is the race, like according to the Rambam.
Machlokas Rambam and the Ramban. Right, but even if you say like the Rambam, Jacob, that is the raisa. You don't. There's nowhere in Chumash where it said the 19 brachas. Nusach is the rabbanan. So maybe you could say another answer for the Ramban. All those sheetahs say, how is the Raisa? Isn't our Gemara saying, how is the Rabbanan? Yeah, the Nusach is the Rabbanan, but the institution remains the Raisa. That's a second answer. I want you to get that. Either you could say it's boxed into a nace, or you could say not, or you could say like the Ra'ah. Okay, that's the Chiddush. That's the Chiddush you want to tie in. What'd you say?
I'm just explaining it.
Yeah.
That the Gemara is saying it doesn't mean you have to give Hodav, it's giving Hodav the mitzvah. The Nusach is the Rabbanan.
The question is, we mafsik, that's considered to be. Yeah. In the Nusach, we mafsik, and this Nusach is the Rabbanan. Correct. Okay. We got that, Chlor? So those are two answers I want to give. So now let's continue a little bit in the Gemara. It's getting later, Echazku. Go ahead. Because I want to get the Taisus. Go ahead. Amarava. Yes.
Yam Sheyachi David Behena as a Hal Ben Perak.
No. I might have made the same mistake. Amarav Yomshir Gomer goes to Hal. It says Bain Perik or Perik Posek, period. Be'emsa Perik ain't no Posek. You understand? Yeah. Read it again. Amarav, go ahead.
Amarav Yomshir
Yachid Mahan as a Hal. Now when I say we complete the Hal, now when I say Yachid, it doesn't mean Yachid as opposed to Rabin. You know what it means? What does it mean? It means that Yachid has to what? Has to try to finish L'maisa. Yachid has to try, a Yachid L'maisa, finish the whole thing. No matter where you're at, you say it. You have to say the whole thing. Go ahead. So, Bein Perik L'Perik, you can show them they cover L'Hashim V'Cholodim. B'Emsa Perik, you only what? You show them that you're L'Hashim they cover. Yes?
Yeah.
Yachim Shein Behem Yachid is a Halal. Go ahead. Gomer is just a word, guys, of saying the whole thing. It's a Hal Shalom. That's what Gomer means. And Yachid doesn't mean as opposed to the Rabbin. Just means that Yachid's got to say the whole thing also if he's by himself. Go ahead. So Afilu Behemtzah Perek Posek. Right, you know the 21, 18 days where you say Gomer Hal and Eretz Yisrael? Gomer says Nerik and 21 Chutz L'Aretz, right? We once did that. We figured it out. 18 in Eretz Yisrael are the 8 days of Hanukkah, 8 days of Sukkot is 16. It's 7 days of Sukkot, no?
No,
yes.
8 days of
Sukkot,
9 days of
Sukkot. Eight days of Sukkot, no, I'm right, which means you're right. 8 is 16.
Yeah.
1 day of Shavuos is 17. One day of Pesach is 18. Correct. You got me?
You added.
You had 3 days. Shemini Atzeres, since it was Torah, is one. You had 1 day for Pesach and 1 day for Shavuos. Excellent. Okay, good. So those are the days. Go ahead. Eini, frak the Gemara. You mean to tell me that it's much more serious when you have to complete the halal and only the main perik are you posting? Perhaps if you're going to allow to, but the halal, well, you don't say the whole thing. Where you skip the two paragraphs, right? You skip Lolanu and you skip what? Ahavti, right? Go ahead. Aini, it's not true. Baha what?
Baha Rav Bash Shva Iklo.
Rava Bar Shaba Iklul Gabed Ravina, he visited Ravina. And they were days where he didn't say a full halal. And nevertheless, he would, well, he would not be masked in the middle to ask Shalom Rav Bar Shaba Nikfoto. So you see that what? That was a day they didn't complete halal, and he was machmir not to one masjid in the mimsa. Well, why didn't you? We just got down to Klal Yisposel. What's the Gemara's answer? Go
Shani,
ahead.
Shani Rav Shaba. Deloy Chashiv Elea Dravin.
Excellent. Rav Shaba was a Tamachacha, but he went to Ravina. Ravina was one of the Gnolei Ador, so he wasn't considered like an Adam Nichba. That's why he wasn't masjid in Shlomo. But don't get me wrong, the Klal's not wrong. Klal's not wrong at all. So that's when we have the Pshat and the Maskanas of Gemara. Okay? That's when we have the Pshat and the Maskanas of Gemara. Very, very interesting Kiddush. And I want you to get this Machlej Yishonim down. When we say that Kavanah of Rabbah, I believe it was Rabbah, no? Yeah? Remember Rabbah was the one who said it. I'm a Rabbah. When Rabbah says his statement, Bemsa Pirik Eno Posek, what does that mean? It means exactly like Kriyashma, and therefore Bemsa Perik Yeshoel Mipnei what Yira Meish Mipnei Kavod Ben Aprakim Yeshoel Mipnei Kavod Meish Mucholam Choladim. Whose sheet is that? That's the Russian Siman A, and Rov Rishonim hold like that. Rov Rishonim hold like that as well. The Ra, the Rosh, Babashem, Don Ritva. However, the Talmid Rabbeinu Yona Dirmaska Bemsa are cholek, and they hold B'shem. The Rosh Beitz also as the Miri that Rabbah is cholek and Reb Chiya. Don't forget, who was Reb Chiya? Who was Reb Chiya, guys? He was the first part of the Gemara, made the Psak. Is the second a part of the Gemara arguing? So the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah says, yes. That Rab is being cholik in Reb Chiya, and he's saying, the Emsa Perik, you're not posik at all. Emsa Perik, you're not allowed to be posik at all. Right? No, because it was Shvach Bo'odo, Ve'masikim Shvach Shomako. You're not masik with Shvach Shomako. And that's Domo Latfila, they're not Masik Be'emsa. Huh? What does it say in the Gemara?
It says that it was different.
No, what does it say? Be'emsa Perik what? What does he say? That's why I want you to get his Lashon. He said, Be'emsa Perik Eino Posek, right? On the days where you say a full howl. Is that correct? Mm-hmm. What does Eino Posek mean?
Don't say.
What does Eino Posek mean? So the Rush says it doesn't mean at all. No, it means ain't a posek lamaisa, but you're allowed ain't a posek stam, you know, stamazon. You're not allowed to be posek. It started, you know, ordinary conversation. But you have to follow the din of what it says in the Kriyashma. And in Kriyashma, Emsa Perik, you show them the year, Mesh Mikabon, Ben Aprak, you show them the Kabon, Mesh Mikabon. When it says ain't a posek, according to Rosh and Rov Rishonim, that was not saying they, it doesn't mean you're not allowed to say anything at all. Ain't a posek means follow the guidelines of what Kriyashma. Right? And basically that puts you in line with what was said earlier in the Gemara by who? That puts you in line with what was said earlier in the Gemara by who? You tell me. By Reb Chiya. Okay, by Reb Chiya, correct. Puts you in line with what he said earlier by Reb Chiya. Right? That's what it meant. Comes the Rabbi Yonah and says, no, the second part of the Gemara, they're talking about Rabbi Yonah, the Rosh Beitz Mir, is arguing the first part of the Gemara, and is saying that what? Bemsa Perik, you're not posting at all, because you're in the midst of, we treat Hala like Shmone Esrei. This is the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah Dimaskel Be'emsa, and the Rosh Beitz and the Me'iri. You're not Mavsik B'Shvach HaShomakom. Don't let Tfila. You never Mavsik Be'emsa. Let's Pekuch Nefesh. Okay? And that's what it means when he says this what? When he says this Din. Okay? So it comes out, according to this, Halal is even more chomer, one madrega more than Kriyashma, if you hold that Rabbah is coming to argue on Reb Chiya. That's not a simple reading of Gemara, but I want you to get it. It's in the Machlokes in Rishon. Amazing, amazing Machlokes in Rishon. Okay. Let's just mention this quickly. We got to get to the Taisis, though. I want to mention it because it wasn't really in the Gemara. But it's a very important topic in a different category, and that's Birkas HaMazon. What do you do about being mafsik and birkas on mazel? I remember once we ate at someone's house for lunch and they were being mafsik and birkas on mazel. We were so disturbed by it, my wife and I, you know. How can you talk during benching? You know? So you know what? I don't know who we do, but whatever. It's in Shulchan Aruch. You're not allowed to do it. Maybe they didn't think it was the level of kavana because it's not like Shimon Esrei. It's really not. So even if you're dozing off, you can still say because I'm Muslim. But that doesn't mean you should be mafsik. But I don't know. Maybe they misunderstood. If the dana l'kaf schus says in Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim Siman Kuf Pei Gimel Sif Ches, please get it. He says, "La'inyan l'shol b'berkas amazim ne'yiro ne'kavo yesh mi shomer shedino ketfila." Wow, yesh mi shomer shedino ketfila. That's what the lashon of the mechaber is. Kuf pei gimel sitches. So the Gaon says, "Well, look at our Gemara. Our Gemara says it's like the days of Hallel that they're gomer. So if you say that about the days of their gomer, and we said that Hallel." Many, according to many Shugis the Rabbanan, okay, according to certain Shugis the Arise, but there are many Shugis the Rabbanan, including the Rambam, Koshkin, because the Muslim, when you eat Kidei Svi, is what? Is the Arise. So if you shouldn't be Mafsik for Hala, then you should be Mafsik for who? For Birkas HaMazon as well. That's what the Vilna Gaon writes in that spot right there in Shukran, Os Chav Gimel. Okay?
If you're saying
it's
the Arise
of Isaac,
married to Hala, but not to Kriyat Shema.
What'd you say? He says, like Tfilah, like Tfilah.
You said that it's
deraisa,
correct?
Yes, because it must be deraisa. So the Gaon says it's like hallow on days you're gomer also. It's like days that you're gomer also. Okay.
But why
compared
to
hallow
like that?
Because let's see for a moment because you got to keep in mind that Rosh Rabbeinu we just did. What did it mean that you're not allowed to be posek? Remember we said that? So there's a sefer written on the Vilna Gaon called the Damascus Eliezer, and he asks that it says in the Vilna Gaon in Siman Tov Pei Ches Os Gimel the Bir Agra that Hallel is like Kriya Shema and you're posing the Emsa Neira like the sheet of the Rush, right? So I don't understand what's going on here. Why is the Mechaber all of a sudden say that Birkas HaMazon should be like what Tefillah when the Vilna Gaon is Masber and he says oh. I think that Birkas HaMazon Lomaisa is what? It's Hallel on the days of your Gomer, Kosher Kain, Birkas HaMazon, which is the Arisa. The problem is the Vilna Gaon himself says that to be Mafsik of Hallel is the same thing as Kriya Shema, like the Rosh. So why does the Mechaber say that? It's like Tefillah, which is also even in the Yerim. That's the difficulty. So he answers like this. I want you to get this. Since and you were hinting to this, Nate. Since benching is purely diraisa, it's a pure diraisa. The mechaber was choshish for the sheet of Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah, who said what? What did Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah say? That Reb Chiya said ain't a posek. What did he say? He meant like tefillah. So that's why, since the topic of benching is diraisa, he says I want to be makro like Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah here, and you're not allowed to be posek even the yirah because you're not masking shvach shom makom. That's what the Gaon means when he says, "Kamo Hallel b'chol yom shegomer noso." Lemaisa, what do you mean b'chol yom shegomer? He meant according to Rabbi Yonah that you're not mafsik at all b'shvach shom makom, and Birkas HaMazon is considered shvach shom makom. Okay, this is what the Damascus Eliezer says. Pshat. That's how he uses this Rosh Rabbi Yonah. I want you to get that. A very interesting pshat, Lemaisa. Beautiful pshat. And then it covers, I think, most of the areas about being mafsik. So we should keep this in mind about the Birkas HaMazon.
So what do we go like for Birkas HaMazon that you can't be mafsik at all, like tefillah or like shema?
It seems to be that we treat it like what? We treat it like dina ketfila, like the Shulchan Aruch. But that's what we're gonna get to right now, Jacob. Why is it there's no din ben aprakim for Birkas HaMazon and let it be mutar to be mafsik at least somewhere, right? Let it be mafsik. Let you be mafsik somewhere. So here, Rabbi Kiveger writes on Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Pei Gimel Shem Orchos Chaim. He says he believes the marker of the Shulchan Aruch is the following: Mat Filo Ein Mispalon Osel B'Makom Echad Umud. You're supposed to daven in one place. You know, stand in one place. Kain Birkas HaMazon Ein Mevarchon Osa Ela B'Yoshev. You must sit. Ma'ashen Ken Kriya Shema Shiochel Omer Mahalach Ba'al Levavcha Ve'elech. You are, when you say Kriya Shema, you're allowed to walk around from Al Levavcha onward. So he wants to say, that's why Birkas Hamazon is like tefillah. There is no din of a ben aprakim because you're supposed to be in one spot, miyushuv, and that's it. It shows you the rigorousness of tefillah and Birkas Hamazon. Kriya Shema, you can walk around saying it from the words, as long as you start from Alu Lavecha Anu. Before that time, you should stay in one place. But you're theoretic, I'm not recommending it. It's not good because it disturbs other guys who walk around. Lomaisa, it's not right. But Lomaisa, Mikra Adin, it's okay.
Who's the one that explains the Shulchan Aruch?
The Rebbe Kiveger quotes the Orchos Chaim that says the Makor of the Shulchan Aruch being that the Tefillah is like that, so is what the Birkas Hamazon. Kriya Shema is a separate, different than you can walk around. Halacha Lamaisa. So that litchis closes, and we got to start the Taisis. The Balatanya says that Kriya Shema is different because it's a Dibar Tabam. What does Dibar Tabam mean? Yushami says Yeshlecha Rishus L'Dabir Bam. When is it Rishus to speak in Kriya Shema? Mimnei Yira, who Mimnei what? Kavod. Yeah, that's what the Dibar Tabam means. Okay, that's what the Yushalmi says. The end of Halach Aleph. That's what Yushalmi says. You know what the Bavli says with Dibar Tabam is? Not to speak Dvarim B'Talim. That's a Gemara in Yuma, Daf Yud Tesim Beis. Get it down. Bavli Yuma Yud Tesim Beis. Dibar Tabam. But not with Dvarim B'Talim. But the Yushalmi is a different drush. It's a special heptim in the year of the Kavod. Birkas Hamazon, guys, should be in one continuity because Barakta is Hashem Elokecha. So it's like Tfilah. So it's an interesting chiddush you want to bring out because I had told you that you can have a little bit of a little bit less comfortable, not less comfortable, while you're dozing off, you could bench if you're a little bit shikker, Lomaisa. So you're not allowed to daven Shmon Esrei if you drink Ravis. But if you drink Ravis, we allow you to bench. So you see that Kriya Shmon, you see that bench is not on the tefillah's level. But like Avi Hafsaka, we see that it is. Like Avi Hafsaka in the middle, we see that it is. So it's a little bit of, that's why I want you to get down your notes. You see, in one din, it's like tefillah. The other din, it's a little bit more makel, lagabi what, lagabi dozing, and lagabi whether you drink a shvi, a revis, or wine.
Well, I mean, I guess, but because the Muslim, it would be different because you usually, like, with the suuda, you would drink with the suuda. It's a natural, possible situation. So maybe that's why you have
the built-in heter, you mean? Built-in heter. Could be. Could be. That's why.
Tefillah is different.
That's why I'm dozing off also.
You're not
medaber lefnei hamelech, you know, like it is in Shmon Esrei. It's a good horror. Yeah. What'd you say?
That's why we have kos yayin with bracha mazon, so that you don't drink too much beforehand. You still have more afterwards, so you won't be shikker while you're benching.
Uh-huh. Interesting. Okay.
I don't remember where I heard that.
Could be, because Gemara said tuna kos. Gemara had a different. Could be.
Yeah.
Okay, let's start Taisus. Chesky, you're doing a great job. Let's start Taisus, okay? Go ahead. Did you guys get through the whole time? It's not that hard, no?
Almost
great, good for you guys. I'm proud of you guys. Go ahead. Let's see.
You know,
if we don't have time to finish it, we'll have to summarize it. Okay, go ahead. Yes. So Toysis points out what we said. Lav Dafri Yad, even in Tzibor.
Kevin. Kevin, Jain, call you so, Yachad.
Korban Shchitas Pesachim, the Arba Asav Nisim. Klal Yisrael wasn't there, that's why you called the Yachid. All Yisrael being together, Lamaisa, read the Halal and Purim, not on Purim, on Pesach, so that's why it says what Yachid, because Yachid, we don't have a Gantz Klal Yisrael. So even the whole Tzibor is called the Yachid, because Gantz Klal Yisrael is not there.
Is this the phrase that we use, Yom Shiyachim Gom Abraham et Halal? Is that like a phrase used throughout Shas?
When it's referred to Hala, we do find the word Gomer. Yeah. Gomer means the whole thing. Yes.
That whole phrase, Yom Shiyachid Gomer.
Yes, the days that it Yachid is Gomer and it's a Hala. Yeah. Why is it called Yachid? It's because Klal Yisrael wasn't there, but it was at Tzibor. Go ahead.
But what does it mean, wasn't there? Wasn't.
Klal Yisrael wasn't there. The only time we'll say, the reason why we say Yachid is that Klal Yisrael as a whole was not there, but by Shchitas Pesachim, Klal Yisrael was in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's why I use the word Yachid. It doesn't mean Yachid is opposed to a Tzibor. It just means all Klal Yisrael wasn't there. Like we found they were there, but Shchitas Pesachim. Okay, go ahead.
Lav Dafka, Raymond, Didik, Kiyesh Lemek, Tiyam Shein Yachid, Gomer Sahala.
So the Gemara said that Yachid is, the days of Yachid, Yom Shein Yachid, Gomer Sahala, Masa, these days, he doesn't say Hal Shalom, he skips, right? But there is a chiyuv to what? There is a chiyuv at least to say half halal, like. So what does he say? He says, no, lav dafka gomer, ala kavana, yachid doesn't say it at all. Meaning he has no chiyuv to say it. Meaning the days that are what? That a half halal is being said, there's no chiyuv to say it, it's just an option. Go ahead. Does everyone got what I just said? It's not a chiyuv to say the chetzal, it's an option. Go ahead. Right, because we pass in the days of from ain chov la'amr klal filu bedilu. Even if you're skipping, tachi mash be'erken. Go ahead. The chashiv, the list.
The chashiv, kuyom.
Eshrim le'echad yom. The yachid gomer in sahala. Who parich?
Came behind in sahala. Who parich? Rosh Hashanah yom kippur.
Nami lema. Why don't you also say that they should say halal as well? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're talking about the days that what? Talking about the days. Why are halal and what? Why is Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah not included in there? Right? The fact that the Gemara asks that what? Lema halal doesn't say nigmor. Nigmor means what, Nate? Say the full thing. But what did it say? It say just say it. What does just say it mean? Say a half halal Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, right? The fact that the Gemara doesn't say that what? The fact that the Gemara doesn't say full, and the Gemara was understand we don't say any halal at all, must be because why? If we said halal but diluk, we would have to what? We would have to include it in what? In the 21 days that they say halal. The fact that it wasn't counted shows that we don't say any halal at all. So Gemara asks, why don't we? So Mashma, go ahead.
Mashma, sorry, you haven't taken to my brother, Abbas, for Dosh Mashitale.
Mashitale, Dana Lomar. The master of the other Yom Tovim, like Rosh Chodesh, right? We're calling it a Yom Tov in that sense. You don't say halal at all. It doesn't even come up, right? Rosh Chodesh. Go ahead. Midalo what? We didn't count more than 21 days, right? So it's clear for Rosh Hashanah Kippur, you don't say any halal at all. The Gam, another Raya. Then on Rosh Chodesh, you don't say even a half halal. Go ahead. Right, mida what? Mida parach. Since Gemara asks the kasher Hashanah Yom Kippur, say velokam or what? The ligmor Hashanah Yom Kippur didn't say complete the hal. Just said say half hal. The az have it. Go ahead.
The az have it. Mashma the shari yom tovim tomorrow.
Since the Gemara asks them Rosh Yom Kippur, shari yom tovim tomorrow Rosh Chodesh. Vaday what?
Vaday
for sure you don't what? For sure you don't say a full hal. The only Gemara gets the words out. It's only by Rosh Yom Kippur for a chetzi hal. Aval. Torim, you do say a half hour in Rosh Chodesh. Go ahead, you don't say a full. But now that it said Lema, it's Mashra the Gemara, Afilu Korim B'Lilu Lo. It's Mashra that what? Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur are not included in the 21. You get the impression, the fact that the Gemara only asks on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur that we should say half. Mashra Rosh Chodesh, you don't say anything. So that's what Tais, the first block of Tais. Tais Mashra, you don't say anything on it. There's no chiv at all to say on Rosh Chodesh at all. Go ahead. Mashma that went in the last perik of Tainus. There's no chiv to say halal Rosh Chodesh. Rav ikla the bubble. Rav visited bubble. Chazanu. Rav saw the bnei novel. Dave karu Rosh Chodesh. They ring halal Rosh Chodesh. Go ahead. Savar. He wanted to stop them because he thought they were going to say the whole thing. So he's going to stop them. Go ahead. So what is he saying? That the Gemara calls what? Rav visited Bavel. He saw that they were saying halal Rosh Chodesh, and he thought to stop them because he thought they were going to say a full halal. Once he saw them skipping, what did he say? Shema mina that was, it's no chiv. It's a minig avosim b'yadam. The fact that they skipped showed it was only a minig. The Gemara says black on white and tainus. That you only a bracha on what? The bracha, I'm sorry, the only time you say halal Rosh Chodesh is mitam what? It's a minig because they skipped. Question, do you see a bracha on a minig? So get this machalik you're showing him down. Go ahead, let's read a little bit more. Go ahead. Oh, days with an ayah complete halal, you don't have to say it. Go ahead. Masha omrim. Masha anu omrim. So why do we say it? Everyone's so fit for hista about saying it. Right? Why does everyone say it if you don't have to say it? Go ahead. It's a minig. Excellent. Go ahead. Because of
the master of
Wow, since it's only a minute, you don't say a bracha. Go ahead, can I mean it? We don't say a bracha on beating the Aravas on Hashanah Rabbah. Dabar shu what? Dabar shu minig. Okay, go ahead, mew. Mew
and you're going to tam to in a raya.
That's not a raya. Go ahead.
The taltul.
Tiltul, moving the rabbas. Vadai lo brachini. You're not going to say a brach on that. It's tiltul bama. It's not really a mitzvah. Go ahead.
Aval mitzvah pshiti. The mevachin and chazinan.
But a mitzvah of how for sure you say a bracha. Go ahead. Even though it's a minig. Da kol chazinan.
Chazinan kol yamtayim shnei.
Ainu element haga. How do we know it's only a minig? That's Gemara Rosh Hashanah, right?
Mevachin.
Yeah, you still say a bracha. Tki yishov rachin. It's matzah. Hachan nami mashma. We also say a brach on halal, says the Rabbeinu Tam. What are you worried about, right? What are you worried about, Lamais? Everyone got that? So what is Tais saying here? Tais is saying that days you don't say halal is no chiyuv, number one. Number two, he says, what? Why do we say it? Because it's a minig, right? And a minig, he says, you shouldn't what? And a minig, what? You don't say a brach, a machzavitch. Then he backs out of there, Rabbeinu Tam, says, what are you talking about? Of course you say a what? Bracha on a minig. Don't tell me from Arava. Arava Lamais is different. Arava was just a what? It was just a tiltal baalma. So therefore you don't say a bracha on that. But on a pure what? Pure minig, like Yantushen, we find you do. So Shittas Rabbeinu Tam is very important. We see from him that you say a bracha on a minig. Mamash you a bracha on a minig. Go ahead, read on. Oh, Raya, the what? Another Raya, we say a bracha on a minig. Go ahead. Rav went up to what? Went up to the shul, right? Oh, if you didn't say a bracha in the beginning for how Amai Lo Hirgish, why did Rav see the Hava Min Haga, right? Why did he see it was a minig that they didn't say a bracha, right? Why did he wait until they what? Achid Yaglenu. Why did he wait until they? How did he discover it was a minig? Because they skipped paragraphs. Ella Bavadai, why did he have to wait till there to discover that it was a minig, right? The fact that he didn't sit a brahma should have tipped it off. Go ahead. Exactly. Out of what? Out of Diluk. They did say a bracha. So Rabbi Natan Sheep is, you say a bracha. So please get this down in the Shulchan Aruch. We paskin that the Ramah holds like Rabbi Natan that we say a bracha on a minig. Very important. And therefore, Ashkenazim, when they say Halal Rosh Chodesh, we say what? We say a bracha. Say a bracha in the beginning and a bracha at the end. Right? The Ramah holds like this Rabbeinu Tanim. Taisis were a bracha, so you dial off. Our Taisis. Got to know it. The Machaber holds like the Rambam with this Machzor Vitri. And the Rambam holds, you don't say a bracha on a minig. Okay? The truth is, Rashi is quoted in the Machzor Vitri, also says you don't say a bracha on a minig. Rashi's quoted also, you don't say a bracha on a minig. Rashi's quoted in Maksavitri is saying that as well. Okay? We got that, Clore?
So we never be saying any bracha
on Esrei. It's a takana. Takana is different than a minig. Takana is different. I'm glad you asked me that. Takana is different, but you must know this machlokes when you say a bracha on a minig. It's a machlokes b'chaber or Rambam that you don't. And as far as to this day, do not say a bracha on Halal Rosh Chodesh.
What about going to Israel and keeping 2 days? Would you make a bracha on Esrei?
Well, we're going to talk about Yom Tov Sheni. We've got to talk about it now. I want to get to it, yeah? You follow what I'm saying? But Lamaisa, I want you to know this machlais. You got it? Chaber, Rambam, Eim, Bracha, Laminik. Ramah, Tay, Ramah, Rabbeinu Tam, you do. Yes, Jacob.
Just where is that machlokas in the Shulchan?
In Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. In Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, the end of the Chelik Dalad Mishabur. I'll show it to you tomorrow. Then it's machlokes for this day and age. So Nate brings up a very excellent nakuda, and this one I want to get you. Let's close with this. We'll have to finish the Tais from that another time. I want to finish it, okay? But the Briskarov quotes the following: the Briskarov in Hilchos Brachos quotes the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos. It says, "Kol davar shu minig av mishu minig nevim hu kigon atilus araba b'shvi shochag ve'intzarchon raminig chachamim kigon kriyas hal brosh chodesh u'chol shomoyed shapes ein mevarchan alav." That is the Ram Shita. Rambam Hilchos Brachos Pirkei Avot Tetzayin. You never say a bracha on a minig. So I have two nekudas. Let's get it. Number one, the Rambam is a famous Jew. You say Kiddush and Shul. A lot of shuls say Kiddush, you know. We don't say it in our shul. We don't say it in our shul, Lamaisa. We don't say Kiddush or Avdol on a shul. Shulchan Aruch says not to. But the Ram wrote a tshuva because people used to what? A danim used to eat in the shul. So it was Kiddush Mokum Sudra for them. But nowadays, no one does it. He said, you keep the minute. Okay. Okay, good. So the Ram says that's the minig. But I thought the Ram just said that you don't say a brach on a minig. We just learned the Ram, you're not allowed to say a brach on a minig. No, the answer is the minig is the bracha. You see? The halal Rosh Chodesh is a minig. You don't say a bracha. But if the minig is the bracha, then that's okay. You got that?
The minig is the bracha, so therefore you can make the
Kiddush. The minig is the bracha. Kiddush is the bracha.
You
don't say a bracha on a minig. The minig. But if the bracha is the minig, it's okay. You got that? The problem is the following.
Is the minig not Birchas Hallel?
No. The minig was just to say Hallel. I'm a Rosh Hashanah. I'm Tainis. Chav Chesem Beis. Ravik L'Bavi Son saying Hallel. Question is, what do you do about Yontav Sheni? The Rambam writes Beferish in Yontav Sheni, you say brachas. But I thought Yontav Sheni is a minig. I thought Yontav Sheni is a minig. He says in Hilchos Yontav Perek Aleph Halacha Chaf Aleph. Please get these three places. Perek Aleph Halacha Chaf Aleph. Perek Yud Halacha Yudala. In Hilchos Talmud Torah Perek Vav Halacha Yudala. Three places he says Yontav Sheni is a minig. So it's a minig. Why do you say all these brachas in Yontav Sheni? So the Briskarov basically wants to develop the following theory. We'll close with this. He says like this. He says Taisvus, along with Rashi and Sukkah, says you can't say a bracha on a minig because you can't say vitzivanu. Taisus quoted a shita. Remember the shita of the Machzor Vitri, I think it was? He says you don't say a bracha on a minig. Why not? Because you can't say vitzivanu. Tzivanu means we're commanding. Rashi says Lamais and Sukkah, the same thing. How does every mitzvah drabani say vitzivanu? Because it says lo tasur. It says lo tasur. Problem is, the Rambam also has Lo Tasur by Minhagim, too. In Hilchos Mamrim, Perek Alpha Lacha Beis, and also has in the Yana Chazak and the Akdama, he says that even Lo Tasur applies to Minhagim. So you're back at the Kasha. Why don't you say a bracha on a minig then? Why don't you say a bracha? There's a din, Lamaisa, Lo Tasur on it. You could say it's Ivanu. Yontav Sheni, you're telling me it's a minig? So what's going on? So he wants to say like this. He wants to say, there are different types of minhagim. There's a minig that is a chiyuv gomor and has lo tasur. But the chachamim, when they instituted, did not institute it as a mitzvah. They instituted it as a minig. Please get that. It all depends how the chachamim instituted the action in which was done. If they instituted it as a minig, you never say a brach on it. We only say brachas on mitzvahs. Oh, so the Rambam says in Hilchos Megillah, Perek Gimel Chazayin, Aval Rosh Chodesh, Kriyas Howl Minig Ve'eno Mitzvah. Ve'ein Mevarchen Alav. Meaning you don't say a bracha on a minig. If it was instituted Lamaisa as a minig and not a mitzvah, brachas were only enacted on, not on Minhagim, on mitzvahs bilvad. And this thing was instituted as a Shem Minig Howl Rosh Chodesh. That's what the Rambam says. They're takanas and they're minhagim. And even though both of them might be under lotasur, but the chum divide up into two categories. There are mitzvahs and minhagim. And the nafkamina between the two, Nate, is a bracha. A bracha is on a mitzvah, not on a minig. And that's the answer why we say vitzivanu many times on the Yontav Sheni. I thought Yontav Sheni is a minig. You're right. The chiyuv l'maisa, it is a minig. But Lamaisa, the chiyuv of the minhagim is a chiyuv gomer. They formulate it as mitzvahs. And therefore, you can say vitzivanu. Because they were not misakin brachas on something that's not a mitzvah. But that's not shayach by Yontav Sheni. Because Yontav Sheni, even though Lamaisa, it is a minig, but they formulated the actions we must do on the day of Yontav Sheni, which is a minig, are formulated as mitzvahs. Achilas matz on Yontav Sheni is a mitzvah. And therefore, Lamaisa, since it's formulated as a mitzvah, it gets a bracha. Because on a chefs of a minig, there's no bracha. But a chefs of a mitzvah, there is a bracha. And that's how the Rishkarov wants to answer up the Rambam. It all depends how the Chachamim formulate it. So we're kind of like, we're still in the, not really in the middle of Taiz, but we're in the beginning, Lamaisa. Okay? All right, we'll see, Lamaisa. Maybe I'll give you
to you.
Maybe. We'll see. We'll see. Maybe. We'll see, Lamaisa. We'll do it another time, believe that. We'll see when. But I want to stop here. Have a wonderful day. We went over. I'm sorry.